Imagine you being the only faithful person in the whole world that hasn't turned away from God. Where every wickedness is around the corner, where violence fills the world, and yet everyone has turned their heads away from God, except for you. That's how Noah felt in his days. Surrounded by sin and corruption, but yet chose a different path. He chose God. And by God, by God's grace, and by Noah's obedient faith, he was saved by the floods of the water. In many ways, we live in a world that's similar to Noah's, where sin is everywhere and people being affected by it day by day. And today, I want to ask yourself one simple question. How can I be saved? This morning, I'm going to share to you about Noah's life and how we can discover how God used Noah's salvation to teach us about our salvation today. So if you will, turn with me to Genesis 6. In Genesis 6, we're going to be reading about Noah's story and how God used him for his purpose. In the beginning of chapter 6, we can see that mankind had multiplied greatly upon the earth, but as man increased, so did the wickedness. In Genesis 6, 5-7, it reads, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was greatly in the earth, and that every intent of thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creepy things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them." Imagine God, your heavenly Father, telling you that I'm sorry that I made you. That's gotta hurt, right? Not only from the outside, but in the inside too. And not only think about that, think about how God felt about that, how sin corrupted man, his own creation. As we read on in the next verse, we see that the Lord found someone who hasn't turned their head away, which was Noah. And as we continue on in the chapter, we see that God gives Noah a warning that he's going to flood the earth with all humans being washed away and the birds of the air and sea gone. But he gives him a set of instructions to follow, telling him to build an ark made out of gopher wood with a length of 300 cubits, the width of 50, and the height of 30, and telling him to build with 2 three-story rooms on each of the floors. Lean to verse 22. We see that he did exactly as God commanded him. And by reading from Hebrews 11:7, we also read that by faith he obeyed. Noah wasn't selfish about himself. He could have just saved himself. But instead, he asked God if he could find a certain amount of souls on the earth so that way the world wouldn't be destroyed. Could you imagine bargaining with God? Asking him to save some souls that you don't even know, so that way they won't be destroyed. But God knew from the start that Noah couldn't find anything, but still gave him an opportunity to try to find some souls. As Christians, we should want to save others and want to teach the word about baptism to all of those so that they can be saved. And if you will, turn with me to 1 Peter 3:20-21. Again, 1 Peter 3:20-21. And it reads, "Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine longsuffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, 8 souls were saved through the water. They're also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good consciousness towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." In these verses, Peter reminds us that in the days of Noah, 8 souls, him, his wife, his 3 sons, and his 3 wives were saved by his waters. And then it says, then the like figure whereunto baptism does also saves us. Peter shows us that just like Noah's salvation, we have a salvation today. Noah lived in a sinful world that turned their heads away from God. Genesis 6, 5 through 7 tells us that every imagination of man's heart was evil continually. And because of their wickedness and lustful desires in their heart, God's judgment was coming upon them. In the same way, we live in a sinful world today and are sinners ourselves too. 1 John 5:19 says that we live in a world filled with lies and wickedness and sin. And in 1 John 2:15 through 17, it warns us not to love the worlds of the things that are in it, and if we do, we can be separated from God. Isaiah 59, 2. Firstly, before Noah could be saved, he needed to recognize his need for salvation. He needed God's grace, and he needed God's plan. Genesis 6, 8 says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Likewise, we can't save ourselves from our own sin. We need the help of the Lord. We need God's grace and God's salvation to be saved. Secondly, Noah needed God's obedient instructions and told him exactly how to build an ark, and Noah did exactly that as God commanded. Hebrews 11 says that by faith, Noah obeyed. And by his faith, he was moved to obey God, and likewise, he was saved. And the same can be said for us today. Faith isn't just by believing that God exists, but it's also by obeying. Deuteronomy 28:2 says that speak of the blessing to those who obey the voice of the Lord. In the same manner, our faith must move us to obey God and his instructions. When Noah came out of the ark, he entered a new world, the old world being washed away, and a new one was given to him on that day, according to God. This reminds us that a newness of life for us Christians that we can receive through Christ. Just as Noah was saved through the waters of the flood and emerged into a new world, baptism marks the beginning of a period where we leave our old life behind, full with sin and wickedness, and start a new life in him, walking with God. As we wrap up this lesson today, let us remember the examples that Noah left behind for us. He lived in a world full with sin, but yet remained faithful to God. He trusted God, he was faithful to God, and he obeyed God's commandments. That's the same kind of faith that we need today. We need to trust in God enough to follow his instructions and to believe in him and follow his plan of salvation. That we must hear the word and believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Acts 16:31. We must repent of our sins. Acts 3:19. We must confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Acts 8:36-38. We must be baptized in the name of him. Acts 22:16. And we must walk faithfully with him. John 10:27. So if anyone here today believes in all of those and has not yet been baptized, please don't wait when you can be baptized today and be added unto his church today. Thank you.